With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
And we're back with Big Dave.
What's up?
Half Hour. Tasha Makia, DJ 5'8".
That ain't me.
DJ 5'8".
I'm not as tan as DJ 5'8".
He is caramel.
And he's a little smaller than me.
He's a lot of smaller than
DJ 5'8". The size of my quad.
Do you notice how every time we start our podcast, we just get right into it?
Because she literally just starts and I look at her, I'm like, I better get my head out of my behind and roll here.
We are here. Big Dave, how you feeling?
What's
today?
Up? I'm good. I'm actually in a really good mood. I'm ready for Christmas. I'm ready for Santa.
Ready for the holidays.
Santa's going to figure this out with COVID and everything.
Oh my gosh. All right. So today we are talking about two different things. We're going to have the Battle of the Sexes.
Woo-hoo.
So that's going to be funny. Fun. Well, actually very entertaining.
We're going to get beat.
And then
boys,
we're going to kick it off with talking about your New Year resolutions, because I think with 2020 and the ups and downs and the
highs and lows,
right? It's like, do you stick? How important are your New Year resolutions right now? So when it comes to that, Dave, what do you think about New Year resolutions, putting goals in place and still execute them, or do we get a pass because of 2020? You know, doing
I think
what
everybody's giving themselves a pass because of what's been going down.
Yeah.
But I think that the pass is going to be taken away now that things are somewhat looking up and there is a light at the end of the tunnel,
yeah.
At least for some of us.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, regardless, it shouldn't make a difference whether, you know, things are getting better or not. You got to do your own individuality.
Yeah.
So that being said, I think that, you know, hopefully we can help set some goals and give people some parameters to follow. And I think the biggest thing right out the gate is not setting the goal too big.
That's
for the
a
new
good
year.
One. That's
and
good.
I think that too many people put too many goals in play prematurely.
Yeah.
And then they're not able to reach all those goals. And then they almost like, well, the hell with it. I'm just not going to do anymore. And they fall back into that rut.
Yeah.
So I think that the biggest thing I would suggest, especially from a training standpoint and being in the gym, is small goals.
Yeah.
Small. Like if they've never been to the gym or they're going to plan on starting a gym, because a lot of your gyms are safe now. You know, people, please understand, most gyms are really taking the precautionary measures.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse anymore.
Yeah.
Like, but if you still are nervous and stuff, don't go.
Yeah.
But there's stuff you can do at home.
There is.
Most of your major gym chains have a lot of HIIT programs, and we have one specific HIIT program we're going to shout out big time for our boy, so we'll shout that out.
Gladiator HIIT class.
Gladiator HIIT class. That's
with
our
Robert
boy Rich.
Richardson the second, yes.
Rich, Robert Richardson. So our biggest loser,
yeah.
Our boy, that he's going to be doing a HIIT class, and
January
look into
1st.
That. It's all over our Instagram, so check that out.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a perfect example of if you're kind of concerned about going into the gym, then do that. There's no excuse. All you need to do is go buy it now.
I think
a little easier said than done going to buy a set of dumbbells right now because everybody's out of dumbbells.
Well, that's what Rob was saying.
Everybody's out of dumbbells.
Oh my God. I even went to Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart, Amazon,
no,
Target.
None.
You got a better chance to get a PlayStation 5. And I got a story about my PlayStation 5 because I had one in my cart.
Here we go.
And Walmart, I got a bone to pick with you. So yeah.
Walmart?
So real quick. So I went online the other day, I had both my phones ready.
Yes.
It was 1 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock standard, PST time.
Okay.
Pacific Standard.
Yes.
I had my phones ready, and the second it hit 1, I refreshed it, and I got 1 in one phone, and I missed it. And I kept refreshing. So I got 1 in my cart. I went to check out. and it said, your item is sold out. It was in my cart. I have a picture of it. I'm going to have you actually post it.
Yeah.
So Walmart, you need to fix your stuff because that's not cool.
And I love me some Wally World, but you know what
it was? I do too, but that's not cool.
You didn't press purchase.
No, I did. I was in my cart ready to be purchased.
Yeah.
My card was ready to go. My brand new Apple card that I got. Uh-huh. Shout out to Apple. I got my titanium card.
Look at him.
And really, I was pissed because it's not cool. And I am sick and tired. I'm going to go on a rant here for give me 3 seconds, deal?
You got
I'm going on a rant.
I'll give you 10.
Guys out there that do all this social media stuff on YouTube, Instagram, all this, these big time bloggers, social media people, you guys need to really respect the fact that Sony and Microsoft send you these units first and foremost because the amount of hits and amount of followers you guys have.
Exactly.
But the problem with this is you assholes that keep damaging these PS5s and throwing them off balconies and running them over.
What the hell?
What about all these kids that are in foster homes?
That would love
that. These people that don't have the means to get one. Churches that would utilize it for a recreational group or a class.
Yeah.
Sony, get your head out of your ass. Stop sending them to people that are ruining them and damaging them. There are people out there that have nothing that would love the opportunity to give them to a group home, a hospital, anybody like that.
Yeah.
Donate.
YMCA,
stop
Boys and Girls
stop
Clubs,
giving them to
people,
YouTubers
who don't care,
and influencers, and give them to people that matter.
And you know what's
crazy? I am sick and tired of it because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I have the money to buy them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very fortunate. I have the money to buy one.
Yeah.
And I am getting really pissed off watching these stupid ass people damage these things.
Bro,
when there
I've been
are,
trying to find one for
there
my
There are
sons.
Homeless
I can't.
That could utilize them in rec classes. There are kids that are sitting in children's hospital that would love the opportunity to utilize one, and you're damaging them just to prove a point. You know what? You should be ashamed of yourself, Sony. And Xbox, because you know what? You're sending them out to these people because they're influencers and they got all these followers. And you know what? Shame on you. Get your head out of your ass and start sending them to hospitals and people that actually would benefit and utilize them that don't have the money to buy them. So stop it. It's ridiculous.
There you go.
So there's my rant for the day. And I don't usually rant,
no,
but that's
don't.
Not cool.
No, you don't. But and then
it's
also,
not cool.
I
I'm
also
sick and tired of seeing
it. Sony would have made more because
you know what?
Such
regardless,
a huge
it's a hot
but
commodity.
You know, I get it.
It's a hot commodity. I get it. But you know what? When they're sending them out to all these influencers and they're damaging them to prove a point, oh, look, I threw it at my car at 90 miles an hour. Let's see if it could do it. You know what? There are kids in Children's Hospital that would give anything to utilize one of those.
Wow.
So you know what? Maybe you should get your head out of your ass and start thinking about where you're sending these units to, guys.
Mm.
So because the people that actually purchase them, that want them, can't get them because you keep sending them out to all these people for free.
Mm.
So maybe you should think about that for a second.
There you go.
There's my rant for the week.
That's his
Thank
soap
you for giving me
box.
My box. Sorry.
Pause
it's
on the box.
It's just not cool. It
no,
really
I get it. You
off.
Know what's funny? We've been trying to get one for my sons for the longest time. We can't find one.
I'm
going to
have you
it's
post
incredible.
What my picture was. I had it checking out and Walmart sold it. It was sold. It was out of stock. How do you go out of stock when it's in your cart?
Well, you know, in fairness, just to say, there's been plenty of times I'm on a Nike site and because I have an obsession with sneakers,
right?
And I'll have something in my box and I'm like, and I'm too, and I'm honestly, I'm thinking about, hey, should I get this or this? Or
right.
This would be better because I love that they allow you to style your own,
yes.
So that's unique. So then when I go to click it, if I'm not styling my own, it's gone. It's because I didn't click purchase fast enough. That's just on my.
Oh no,
site.
Mine was ready to purchase.
Yeah,
card was up, ready to go. Oh, we're sorry. Your item has been out of stock. I'm like, how is it out of stock when it's in my cart? So you guys need to figure this out because you guys are not doing this properly.
Are you a gamer guy?
I love my Sony PlayStation.
I didn't know you were a gamer guy.
I suck at video games.
Do you?
I buy Madden every
year. When the COVID is over, I got to bring the boys over. They'll teach
anytime.
You a thing or two in Minecraft.
I got a 120-inch TV in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay? I got a wall TV in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I sit there and play, and
Such
Em gets pissed
man.
Because it literally lights up the whole damn block
yeah.
when I turn it on.
She's got to put on the
and yeah,
silk
she goes.
For the
she
eyes.
Goes to bed with Call of Duty blasting in her ear.
Oh,
but
God.
The problem, but like I said, you know, I've been a PlayStation guy ever since they came out.
Yeah.
I've had every PlayStation. I
yeah.
love Sony. I love
yeah.
what they do. But
you just
again,
want
it really,
better.
Really irritated yeah. me. And this isn't the first time I've watched this go on since they've come out.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, stop doing this.
Now I have to go to the Xbox because I can't find
See,
a PS5.
I don't like Xbox.
And you know we could find anything, but my kids are
yeah.
they're Xbox
well,
gamers. They love it. My son's a YouTuber.
Tasha's
so.
Gonna post that picture, guys. You'll see
oh,
with
gosh.
My third world problems over here, but
All
I'm
right.
done with my rant.
Let's
Thank
get
you
back
on to
it. So New Year resolutions, they do matter. And the reason that I brought up that conversation, I love you, Dave. Dave is so straight
it's
out there.
It's just annoying. It's
I
like,
know.
Hey, let's throw an Xbox or a PlayStation off a 30-floor balcony and see if it works. works. It's like, what's wrong
it's
with you
so
people?
It's so weird. I just don't understand how people, you're just showing people who really would want
And you know
that,
the sad thing is, these people can afford them, but they're not charging them. They're just sending them to them because, oh, well, if I see so-and-so use one, I want one.
Dude.
Well, good luck getting one.
It's too much.
Think about the kids in the hospitals that would love that opportunity.
And let's just do better.
Yeah.
Okay? Especially the YouTubers. Yeah. Can we do better? Because my sons look up to some of these YouTubers.
Think about who's watching you guys.
Exactly.
Not everything's cool to do stupid garbage.
Oh, man. All right. So, New Year resolutions.
2021.
The reason I brought it up is because I was trying to figure out, real talk. I said, I want to do this with my life, whatever it is. And so I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to pray for it. Dave is like, I know what it is. But I need you to show me a few different signs because honestly, I was writing down some goals and I was like, does it matter because of 2020? Like one minute I'm waking up feeling good. The next minute I'm feeling bitchy and I don't even know why I'm feeling bitchy. And then I come to work and I'm feeling emotional and I don't even know why I'm feeling emotional. So that's why I brought the topic of the New Year resolutions, does it matter? And yes, you're right, it does matter. So then for me, like I said, I was praying on it and I was like, all right, God, I know you show us signs, but I need you to show me a sign after a sign after a sign. And yesterday I had like 5 different signs. Then you come in today and we got 3 more. So it's like perfect number 8. So the point is, if you do have some New Year resolutions, like Dave said, I think you should start out small. You know, if you've never worked out before and it's December, whatever it is right now, you don't want to have a 6-pack by January 4th. Like that doesn't make any sense.
People set their goals and ambitions way too high. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think the best way to approach this is a vision board. Vision board is probably the best thing. And let me tell you something. Every person that I've met bodyguarding, and I have met some very influential people that are big, big, big time celebrities that I've been able to spend some time with and pick their brain. Not one of them does not do a vision board.
Seriously.
That's number one. Number two is being realistic on your vision board. But when I say that, it's realistic in your own mind. If you put the fact that you want a Lamborghini truck on your vision board, then do it.
Yeah.
Because you're setting your goal that high to reach it. Now, granted, if you drive a Kia and you're trying to get a Lamborghini truck, you got a little bit of time between
the... But you can still do it.
You know what? There is no reason why you cannot put anything that your heart desires,
it's emotion,
individuality, on that vision board, because then you put it in the universe.
Yeah.
And one thing I will say is
that... And you see it all the time.
One thing I want our listeners and people that listen to us or follow us, and I'm going to have Tosh put this on our Instagram, is The Secret. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
The book?
The Secret. The book.
It's on top of my toilet in my
Netflix,
bathroom.
And,
in my half
and it's
bathroom.
A book.
Yes.
They did a documentary on it. And let me tell you, I am never one to be a hocus pocus, snake oil type person.
Dude,
you know
the book
this.
Is incredible. Okay?
But I've seen the movie and I've read the book numerous times. And let me tell you, it is probably one of the best books that everybody should pick up and read before 2021.
Yeah.
So you got 2.5 weeks.
You got a few.
Let me tell you, it takes me 3 weeks to read one chapter. So if I can read one chapter, you guys can read the book. And like Tosh said, the book is small and it's really big words.
It is.
And
it's
big
beautiful.
Lines.
Yeah.
It's perfect. But they also have the movie on there. Watch it. It will give you an idea of how to do a vision board.
Right.
And how to kind of put your mind in that mindset to reach out and aspire to do your dreams and get what you want. And it, like I said, I don't believe in all that weird hocus pocus garbage, but that is one thing that I tell you.
What
that
do you
I
mean
follow.
When you say weird hocus pocus?
Snake oil things and all this weird crap.
I mean, some people believe, and that's good for
them.
That's
good for them, but but I'm a realist.
Yeah.
I'm a realist, and if I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. I'll think of something in the next few minutes because now I got to put up. So.
Well, this 2021 is going to be the year of focusing on you.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of times
to come back from.
Right, and I think exactly. And I think a lot of times if you're surrounded around people who make you feel bad for putting yourself first, then those are not your people. But then again, when you put yourself first, you're doing it humbly. You're doing it, lovingly. There's a plane outside. I want to get on that plane right now. Look at it.
Speaking of planes, it was a big thing that happened this morning.
We could see outside of our...
They caught someone that was trying to do another 9/11. Did you hear about that?
What?
Yep. He was planning the whole thing, and they caught him. Literally. He was steps away from getting that done. So shout out to our law enforcement and our Homeland Security. Yeah, they caught him. It was, and they had him in custody, and they let him go, and they basically he plotted against another 9/11, running into a tall building.
What the
freak? You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, it was all over the news this
morning.
And
I hear about everything.
I know.
Flipboard. I got to check that out. You and your damn flipboard.
Flipboard is...
2021 is the year of you. Yes, we're going to have to look up this story that they were like all over the place this morning.
That's all right.
Stay focused on yourself. 2021 is specifically just for you.
It is.
Zone
it
out.
Is. Don't stay in a relationship that's not healthy.
Don't
listen to people that tell you to do things you don't want to do. Don't conform to other people's dreams and aspirations. Do you. Don't follow. Be a leader. Follow. Dude, don't follow.
I even told myself, you know what? I'm about to just disconnect from social media.
Yeah, you
for a
said
while.
That last week.
You know why? Because you don't realize how much social media really like.
See, I don't know. I don't know because I'm not on it.
And I love that you don't do social media.
I'm not on it,
like
and I
that.
Think that I'm very, very happy, and I know my wife is happy because I don't do it.
She doesn't even really do social
she
media.
She really
like,
doesn't.
I love
and,
that.
And it's not that she doesn't want to. It's almost that her time is so restricted with her work and stuff.
It's
I mean, we just don't really get into it. I mean, I understand why people do it, and I really don't have any good or bad things to say about it. I mean, I think if you... When they started it, it was all about staying connected to family
networking.
And friends and all that. Ugh. But it's gotten so out of hand.
It's
and,
like pretend. And, you know, it's bullcrap.
It is.
You
can
know
do
I'm
anything
saying?
And say anything, and there's really no accountability.
It's,
and it's just like, you know, I
don't
think
know.
That when people utilize it for the right purposes, I think it's great.
Yeah.
But I think, unfortunately, it's just gotten so out of hand, and that's what we've put so much leverage on now in our society.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not an influencer, you're not following certain people or you're not engaged in that, then you're kind of like out of the loop. And it's like, that's fine. I've been
it's
out of
fine.
The loop, I guess, but
see,
I seem to be doing just
the
fine.
The thing about our Big Days Power Half Hour page and my Tasha McKeon page is always positive. It's always uplifting because in a world full of negativity, you need that.
Yeah.
But not for nothing. Even the people who post positive stuff, they need uplifting too. And for me, I just sat there the other day. I was like, I'm going to log out of Twitter, Facebook. I now am on this new thing called Clubhouse. It's an invite only. It's a networking place where you can chat with your favorite celebrities and talk about mental health and all. I think that's great, but my mental health isn't that great either.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to back off of social media. So yes, 2021 is about you. Don't stay in relationships that are no longer good for you. Don't deal with friendships that are no longer good for you. And who else knows what else?
I think it's just basically being, you know? I don't want to say selfish is the word.
Yes, you
but
have
you
to
have
be
to
with yourself.
You know, still be humble. Still be kind.
Still be loving.
And still be not critical. And those are things I'm working on.
Yeah.
You know, not being so critical and judgmental and being humble and kind.
Yeah,
and,
but I think with you, the thing is that you want people to be their best. And you try to show them.
And I there's people that want me to be my best. And of course, I get 10 steps forward and take 2 steps back. But
mm-hmm.
I'm human.
You're human.
And I own it. And I fix it. And I take accountability. I think that's the biggest thing that we all need to do is take accountability this
yes,
New Year.
Yes, in 2021.
At 12:01 on January 1st or 12:01 December 31st,
first,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's when you look at yourself in a reflection of your phone, because everyone has their phone, of course, and everyone's sending out tweets and twats and everything else there.
Oh,
but you know what? Turn the phone off and look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is me being accountable to me.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I guarantee 90% of people won't put their phone down then after that. They're going to start, Happy New Year. I love you. And let's make.
Yeah,
you
don't
know, it's always
send
the same
the
generic crap.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People know not to send
that.
Me a group chat.
I hate that. You
the
know
only
what?
Group chat I'll take are two.
Yeah, ours.
Em's family.
Yes.
And yours.
Yeah,
and,
me,
and
Vic's.
Vic. That's it. Anybody else knows that he's going to get pissed.
Dude.
I hate it.
Mental
I hate it.
Mental health at major levels. And your phone, just imagine like how many times your kids, nieces, anybody that you care about says looks at you and you're on your phone. Like, you can't even go out. Not when the world was open, you would see people looking at their phones in the family at dinner. And it's just like, dude, do y'all even care about time? So just imagine the time that you're looking down at your phone that you could be creating.
We have a no phone
around
rule
you.
At Em's house.
Oh, at our house?
M's house
time,
during holidays,
yeah,
no phones
majority,
at dinner.
The kids are not allowed to do anything with electronics until
right.
Friday and Saturday.
Right.
In our house, dinner, like, it let me be on my phone after a certain time. I even
right.
have a thing that turns off my phone notifications.
Okay.
So, like, you have
like
to have a balance.
Like a do not disturb type thing.
Yeah, because
right.
I don't want my kids growing up saying, Mom, you were always on your phone.
And see, that's the thing. It's like,
what the freak?
And it's hard because, you know, I do the same thing with my wife. And you know, my wife runs 2 very successful offices.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't stop at 5. And unfortunately for her,
mine
her
stop
work,
at 8.
Her work continues
9.
Past that because there's so many employees that she has to monitor and take care of. And
right.
with COVID, it's very difficult.
It's
so
different.
As much as she doesn't want to be on the phone dealing with work, she has to be on the phone dealing with work.
But even
and
though she does that, I'm sure she still balances.
She's trying. And I tell you what, it's a lot easier said than done.
Right.
And you know, I used to be really stickler on that. I'd be like, hey, hello, I'm here. I'm in the room. But my schedule is a lot easier and flexible than hers.
Yeah.
So I can go on my phone throughout the day. She doesn't have even 10 minutes that she can look at her social media and all that because she does follow certain people. Because she's too busy doing corporate things.
Real things.
Real work. And not that my work isn't real, but I'm not being under the corporate watch eye.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
I have
the time to do that. So I get it. So all those guys out there or girls out there that, you know, your guys are working on their phones past a certain time and their girls are, you know, be a little bit sensitive and understanding because, trust me, I know that my wife rather be engaged in conversation with me than be on her phone.
Right.
And it's just certain things that she has to take care of.
No,
and just give them that time.
And that's fine if they have to.
Right.
But also for the people that have to be on their phone, know that when you don't have to be on your phone, just don't be on your phone.
You got to be out of that work-life balance.
You got to have a balance,
there's
period.
A balance. And it is easier said than done.
It is.
And I think what I'm trying to get at is, you know, don't be so critical because, trust me, I know, I speak from experience that person rather be engaged with what you're saying and watching something on TV and just letting their mind decompress than constantly looking at their phone and email.
Yeah,
and
it's a
so
crazy time.
It's one of those things that, you know, you just have to kind of be understanding and be patient. And, you know, just, again, have that balance. And I think that's another thing.
Balance is
2021
key.
Is not relying on so many electronic devices.
So, yeah.
And I'm one of the worst, and I do a lot of my business on mine, but it's just like after a while, you got to put it down and just look around.
I'm tired of it.
Bit.
It's and you
look
know
around.
What? I watched this show, I forgot what it's called, on Netflix, and it was pretty much discussing how
was
your
that
phone.
Social Dilemma? Social
yes.
Dilemma.
And it was pretty much discussing that if your phone knows you haven't touched it for a certain amount of time when you normally do, it'll send you notifications. That's why I turn that shit off.
You know
off.
Why? Because
it knows you.
They all Google. And
it's
Microsoft,
to
they
your liking.
All will start. So I got this little bouquet of flowers that you see all over social media.
Yeah,
it's bed of roses.
The pretty, yes,
the bed of roses.
I love them. Yes,
okay?
They're the best flowers
and
ever.
And I got one of those little things. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I got her. I thought I was getting a big one. I ended up getting this minuscule, cheap-looking thing. And it really was gaudy and tacky, to be honest with you. It looked stupid. And I'm a really good gift
giver. My brother's on a roll today.
So my point is that I got this for her. Okay,
yeah.
Now every time I'm either on Snapchat, which I'm not on Snapchat much, or I'm on Flipboard all the time.
It's there.
All I get is bed of roses, bed of roses, bed of roses. And I'm like, how do I turn this off?
You go to the three little buttons on the side and click irrelevant.
Wow.
And it'll never show back
and
up
it's
again.
Funny.
It's annoying.
It's just funny how literally I bought one thing
yeah.
and now that's all I get
yeah.
because it's algorithmed and programmed
yes.
for me to get it because I literally clicked on and purchased something.
And it's annoying. And honestly,
right.
that Instagram, Facebook does it.
And everybody can
it.
Relate to this.
But,
everybody can relate
can.
To this.
And I'm not going to lie to you. That's one of the things that have made me feel like I don't even want to be on my
well,
social media
watched.
Anymore.
It's almost like a big brother.
And the algorithm
it really
has changed.
Is.
Before you got to see things in a certain order, now I'm seeing this person's stuff more than
right.
and I have 30,000 people that follow
it.
Me on Instagram.
Right, right.
I don't even get to see
right.
any of these people's
right.
things,
yep.
you know? Even
yep.
on Facebook, it's just like...
God forbid I clicked on a Big Mac on Flipboard.
Oh,
I'd be
it's
getting
over.
McDonald's left
oh,
and right.
They're going to show you different types.
And I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble.
Let's get into it, man. It's time for the
Battle of
the
Sexes.
Da, da, da. All right, so first question.
Okay.
Are men more intelligent than women?
No.
Go.
Men are stupid.
What?
We're stupid because we have a penis. Okay, whether it's big, small, thick, skinny.
What is happening?
Hairy, hairless.
Oh, God.
98% of dudes think with their prick.
They do. Why is that?
Because they're
is
stupid.
Is there ever an age where men get
There's,
to a certain age?
We have two
and they
brains.
Stop?
We have
okay.
a penis brain
yes.
and a brain.
But that's really true.
Our penis brain, a lot of guys, is bigger than the regular brain. I will be, and again, no disrespect to anyone out there, but my head brain is bigger than my dick brain. Okay, and I will admit it.
But why do men think with the other downstairs brain?
Because we're stupid.
Then? Okay, so this doesn't go away at any age.
No, it gets worse because as we get older, we think we know more, and the brain down there gets bigger and bigger. But the balls shrivel up more.
Oh my
so
God.
Then the brain gets like
M. I need you to get in here.
The brain. It ain't just M. The brain gets. like disheveled, the balls shrink.
Oh my God.
And then the brain is screwed. Like
what is that saggy thing in the back?
And
of
the
your
problem
pants?
With that is that we haven't used the brain on our head and our neck. So we've been relying on the brain in our between our legs. And when it gets old, it gets not working no more. We're
and
screwed.
Big shout out to my fellas. See,
we're stupid.
I thought at some point that you guys grew out of it.
No. No, no. And you're fooled.
Yes.
We've been fooling
you. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Good job, guys. You've been fooling them forever. No, real talk, though, in all seriousness. Okay? Shout out to my boys that actually use the brain on top of their head. I use the brain on top of my head more than I use the brain between my legs.
Yeah.
I have to because I ain't got much there between the legs.
Oh, my God.
The brain is not that big, but in all honesty, women are definitely more intelligent than men.
Okay.
You guys have just a different thought process than men do. And I feel that right now in this day and age, we need that more so than what men bring to the table.
Jesus.
And I love my boys, trust me. But yeah, that answer is women all the
way.
Well,
I would have to say women somewhere.
Shout out to my girls.
Not all women.
Shout out. Well, that's a, well, like some men and not all men.
Oh my God.
All right, question two.
Number two, when a lady smiles at you, does it imply that she wants you?
That goes hand in hand with question one.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, because we think with our small brain.
So you think every time a woman smiles at you that's attractive, that she wants you?
Well, I know every woman smiles at me wants me.
He makes me so sick.
Shout out to my wife. I love you, baby. Seriously. But no, real talk.
I don't know how you do it. I'm a prank for you, baby.
Because I think that. You know, but why has it got to be a woman smiling at a man?
Because you know what?
Because we're creepy when we smile at women. We're creepy.
But
we look weird.
I will say this. I'm not that woman, but I know a lot of women that think that if a man opens the door for her or the car,
they want something else.
They want something.
I open the door.
Being a gentleman.
I open the door for every woman I can. And women and men, regardless.
Yes.
So I don't want any man or woman that I open the door for.
Yeah.
So let's just get that out there now.
Right.
Okay. It's just a nice gesture.
So for us, it's like I always want women to know. Listen, just because a guy is kind doesn't mean he's coming on.
Right.
To
don't.
But guys think that we are.
Right. Well, and that's unfortunate
that
because you know
wants
what,
to swallow your
chivalry
dog.
Has kind of gone away.
But we need
right.
chivalry.
We do, especially now.
Yeah.
But you know, to answer the question, I think no. I think, but it's hard because. Is that with a mask on or a mask off?
First of all, your teeth can look like you were chewing on rocks underneath that damn mask. So we don't know. We should not be trying
you kinda
to get
know,
attracted.
You kind of know like when your cheekbones goes up and your eyes get squinty like you're Asian. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my God, I'm
like
partial.
In the mask, then you're smiling.
I'm Asian.
Then you're smiling.
Oh my God.
So when you smile like with your mask on, I can tell.
Okay. Am I smiling?
No.
Am I smiling now?
Yes. And she is and I'm right. So you know what? Everybody smile and be kind to everybody.
Real especially
talk.
Right now.
That's what
people.
It comes down to. Just be nice to everybody. Like,
there you go.
And if someone looks at you with a weird look, then just look at something different. Don't mean mug them back. Because
okay.
right now, you know, again, we've talked.
Be kind.
You don't know what they're going through.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe they just got out of a food bank or maybe they don't have Christmas presents.
People,
you don't know
yeah.
what it could be.
Thank you for reminding
so,
me
you know,
of something. Yeah. All right. So number three, beautiful girls in school.
Okay.
Did you think beautiful girls had a poorer experience? Well, poor performance in class. Pretty girls, are they stupid?
Okay, I
or
hope
did they get by.
I hope
looks?
Everybody out there did understand that too.
No.
So we're going with did a pretty girl in school that was
the
prettier.
Girls who are pretty in school
have a better advantage
had a
in
better
school
performance.
Oh hell yeah! Hell
you
yeah!
Think so
100%. 100%. So I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So I played ball in high school
yeah.
and middle school, and I actually was a very good athlete,
yeah.
and that carried into my bodybuilding career.
Right.
But I was very small.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my point is that, so we would have gym class. Remember back in the day, like when you went to gym class and you had to like dress in the shorts
yeah,
and the shirt.
You had to change.
You had a locker room.
Yes.
And, you know, 80 guys were showering and girls were showering and all that. Okay.
Yeah, it smells
back
like
in the day, right?
There. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's funny is it was a group of girls. And I was new to this high school, but I saw this group of girls dress out. They called it dress out. Remember, you dress out for PE.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
For gym, PE, gym, whatever it was
yeah,
called.
Yeah, never knew what okay? it was called, but okay.
So all the boys would dress out in their locker room. The girls dress out in their locker room. Then they come on the basketball court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would be there. They take attendance. Okay. What's funny is there was a group of girls, like five or six girls, that showed up to two gym classes, and then they were never to be seen again. And they all passed with A's.
How the hell?
Okay.
Because they were cute.
Because they were hot.
So the gym
they were hot
let
at
them
that
go.
Time. So the gym guy, of course, is usually the football coach or the assistant football coach runs the gym. They were gone.
That's gross.
And you would see them like, you'd see them like in the hallway. Like, let's say you did something, you know, you went in the hall.
Yeah.
You'd see them dressed in their normal clothes. They weren't in PE clothes like we were. Like,
so they were like the exception.
So the gym coach or teacher let them off the hook. And yes. So your answer to your question is yes.
When I was in high school, the cool pretty girls were the stupid chicks.
Well,
like now they're like, you know, not what they used to be. They got five different baby fathers.
Right.
You know, their kids are not doing that great.
They drank the milk.
Yeah.
Milk now that it is different. That's like you see a 12-year-old now and it's different.
It's way different.
You're like, oh, my daughter's 12. What in the hell? She's 18 years old.
Cleavage. Like,
right,
can we
right.
keep our kids being kids
yeah.
a little longer?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know what's funny is, so I was out of town one time. I was in Scottsdale. And quick story, I was in Scottsdale and I was in a cabana, chilling in my cabana because I'm bougie like that and I can't have the sun beating down on me.
He's bougie as hell.
So I'm in my cabana and I'm watching this family in front of me get their lounge chairs.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, the daughter, takes off her cover up. And this girl was probably 13, 14.
No.
She's in a G-string.
What the?
Okay. And she is in, literally, she looked like she was a stripper. She had big boobs.
God.
She was, and this girl was not over 14 years old. And the dad, and the mom were sitting right next to her.
Like nothing.
And it was like nothing.
What
and
is
every,
going on with our
everybody
world?
In the pool and around the pool deck
are watching.
We're watching this.
That's horrible.
And it was just like, look. I am all one to let your kids do what they want to do
to a certain
degree.
That's right.
But then there's a moral, ethical aspect.
I love that you're talking about this.
That you need to have your ass covered at 14 years old as a girl.
What would you do if that was your daughter?
Well, I think Em and I both would never let that happen.
Well, what would she be wearing at the pool if that was her daughter?
She'd have a normal swimsuit on.
A one piece?
Or I'd put a hefty trash bag over with duct tape. Or she'd be sitting her ass in, sitting her ass in the cabana with the curtains closed. You know what I'm saying? Unless dad's going to the pool, you're not going to the pool.
Yes, a hefty bag in Vegas.
But no, for real, the first thing I think of is, what would I do if that was my daughter?
Oh, I lose
my
shit.
And granted, you know what? For all I know, who knows what her backstory is? It's irrelevant. The bottom line is there is a moral and ethical code as a parent that I feel that you should be a little bit more aware of what your kids are wearing.
It's crazy
because it draws negative attention.
It does.
And how are you going to sit there? And again, this goes back to question one.
Right.
Most of those guys that are at the pool are thinking with their second brain. So when they see a young girl like that in a thong, at the pool, what do you expect them to do? They're going to stare. And then you get mad at them for looking, and it's like, what do you expect them to do?
But it's a weird situation with times, and this has been like an on and off thing that's been happening for years. Like, girls need to be young girls, and don't rush into any of that. And that puts men in situations, especially when girls are lying. It's a bad thing. It's just a bad
girls. This day and age, girls.
Yeah.
And I see it in the gym all the time.
Ugh.
Girls this day and age are completely different than girls from 15, 20 years ago. The way they dress, the way they Instagram. It's unfortunate.
I was such a nerd, because I loved it.
You bring up a huge factor in this, and this could be something we discuss at a different show.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go on my soapbox again, because then I'll start going. But that goes into the mental depression aspect and a mental aspect of social media. When these girls see an influencer going out with nothing on and taking pictures in a beautiful scenic area, they think that's what people want to see.
Yes.
So they'll go out clothed, but then when they're not getting the likes that they want, then guess what? Well, that girl doesn't have a top on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take my top off.
And let's see
what happens.
There's
and
no
then,
way.
Then they start getting scandalous, and it's like, where's the parents monitoring this? Mm-hmm. And you know what's sad?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this the other day, and I'm not going to bring it up because it will be clearly who I'm speaking of, but what's sad is that one of the parents that I know was liking what her daughter was posting.
See, but I see that
and
a lot.
And that's scandalous.
Media. No, I know.
Because it's like, you're condoning this.
There's a fitness influencer who I was looking up to
one
point, who allows her 13-year-old to be like that.
No.
And I thought, listen, whatever you do is you, but at some point, it's like, then you wonder why your children are growing up too
fast.
And
it's like, you
or
know,
why
I,
they're doing this is a little bit too racy.
Again, I am not their parent, and so I don't have a say on this.
Not like that.
You
I'm
do
so
have
thankful.
Children.
Right.
So you have a say on this.
My daughter was never that girl.
But my point is that, you know, what does that show for the parents' perspective?
It shows what you allow.
When the daughter is looking like that and getting the responses from men. What do you expect men to say?
Mm.
Okay,
and
now granted, I'm not saying that it's okay.
No, it's
by
not.
Any means. But what do you expect a man to say back?
Allow your kids to be kids.
Right.
It all starts at home. And
right.
it seems like this generation. To a certain, not all.
The millennials.
Kids are telling their parents what the hell they're going to do.
And if they don't want to do it, guess what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to dissolve this relationship. I'm going to get my name changed. And guess what? You have no power over me anymore.
It's
sad. It really is sad.
Nope.
It's sad. Because let me tell you, I know for a fact that if my sister walked out like that, my mom would whip her ass.
My mother would have choked me.
My mom would whip her ass. But my sister was weird, so she wouldn't put something like that on.
Weird is good. Weird is good. It keeps us safe.
That's fine. But I'm her brother, so I can say that. So.
All right, let's go on to the fourth question. Sleeping naked is more enjoyable than sleeping with clothes on. Go.
Are we talking personal experience here?
Sleeping naked more enjoyable?
Okay, so
we're gonna
use a factual thing here.
Okay.
So I've read numerous things on this because of body temperature, body fat loss, blah 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 blah.
Okay,
when you're taking certain thermogenics, you get very hot in the middle of the night. So you know people take their clothes off, they wake up in puzzle sweat because they're sweating profusely in bed.
Yeah.
So here's my take, and this is just what I've read and heard. They say sleeping naked is a lot better for you, and you sleep more sound. Reason being is because your body can basically omit the heat and or regulate the body temperature better. Now, what does that mean in English? That means to basically go to bed with your ass hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you have your spouse, girl or boy or whatever, and you want their ass out, then just tell them to sleep naked. But if they don't want to sleep naked, it's a personal thing.
I remember.
I don't know. I go back and forth. Like, I wear shorts, and then sometimes I'm butt-ass naked.
There used to be a time before children where I can, you know, go to bed naked. Now I can't because my funny bags
are out. I don't know what it is. I feel like it.
My kids jump in my bed.
I feel like you sleep better naked.
I do.
It feels better. I don't know why.
That's why sometimes, once in a while, I'll get a room. And
your body
just
regulates.
On my own.
Your body, it's a regulatory thing.
So
is what it is.
It is a good,
it is.
Important
it
thing.
Is. It is. So, you know.
That's
but
pretty cool.
I think that, you know, I don't know. I think that people are, you know.
If you're able to sleep naked, do it.
I guess, yeah. It's more beneficial, they say. Yes.
That's incredible. Yeah. I never knew. I thought it was just, see, I don't know. When my sons, I can't do that. They get up in the middle of the night, go pee, and somehow they
and see,
get
that's
up
the thing
bed.
Is that like, when I was growing up young, my mom and dad's door was shut. Now, granted.
Not in my house.
But it was always open to us. Like, if we needed something. But you never walked in my mom and dad's room without knocking.
That's how it was when I was growing up.
You always knocked.
Yeah.
And I walked in one time, and I saw things that I never should see.
You're
and I am. My brains. Both my brains were traumatized and they were comatose.
Oh my God, I hate you.
I had a concussion in both brains.
Stop it.
But real talk, it's like, you know, my dad, of course, came out and was like, you know, there's certain things that you probably shouldn't see at that age. And, you know, mom and I have special time and that's why the door's closed.
How old were you,
I think
about
I was
that
like
time?
Eight.
That's horrible. Dad told you that they have special time?
Yeah. And you know what? But the thing was, the door was closed. So I walked in and that was not right.
Bro, I walked in on my grandmother and my step-grandfather. And I'm going to share this with you because if I was traumatized, our friends, you're going to be traumatized too. Okay? My granddad was laying on his back. It looked like they were fully clothed. It was the weirdest shit in my life. My grandmother's smoking the longest Newport of her life. And he's got his legs in a V. And she's hovered over him in a V. And I must have been like 7. And I was like, why? First of all, the door was open.
Yeah, that door should be closed.
And it was weird. And all I remember was seeing and smelling a Newport 100. And I was traumatized forever. Like, it was the nastiest shit.
But the thing is that if the door's closed.
My grandmother's wig was crooked.
Oh, God.
It was just bad.
Look like. She was like, cousin it. Her wig was backwards. Yeah, the back of her hair all exposed and the front was covered.
It was like she had like this cute,
with a
you know,
smoke cloud over the damn head.
She had her own effects going on.
Right. She had a smoke fog machine in there. Was there any music playing?
Traumatized.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like if the door's closed.
It was cracked a little bit.
That's like we always had a rule in my house when I was growing up. We could close our door, but you better damn well open it when they knock.
Oh,
and it was a respect issue. It's like, you know, my dad and my mom. But, you know, here's the thing with how we grew up. It was, you know, everyone respected each other's privacy.
Right.
So, like, my perfect example, my father had an office in the house.
Yeah.
Okay? And it was a couple doors down from my room.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, when dad's home, respect the fact that he's not there. When that door's closed, he's in his office.
Right.
So it's just like if he was in his office somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But when the door's open, then you can go in, but you need to knock even. Because he could be on the phone with an important call.
Yeah.
So we were taught at a very young age.
So are we.
Be respectful.
Yeah.
So like, you know, when I have children, if the door's closed,
yeah,
you're always welcome
right.
to have access to us,
mm-hmm.
but you better damn well knock.
See, you know what's funny? Growing up, it was like that with my mom. My mom would even hide certain cereals in her room.
Oh, wow. That was the ambient thing we talked about.
Oh, my God, whatever.
But my mom used to put our Christmas presents in the closet in their bedroom, and we knew that.
Yeah.
Okay?
So you
before
go,
Santa came.
Would you snooping?
We definitely snoop, but she would cover. But my mom... It's funny. Em and I had this conversation the other day.
Yeah.
My mom would wrap things literally like they came from the gift wrap place where you
like beautifully.
I mean, ribbons, bows, little note cards. Everything was creased.
Terry is
there was
horrible
literally like three
wrapping.
Pieces
I'm
of
great.
Scotch tape on that damn thing.
Because she was that bomb.
And she and you know, it looked like a damn fairyland in our house.
Oh.
And we were very, very fortunate.
I love that.
Very fortunate.
So wait, you went snooping, but you can't open it
you
up.
Couldn't, everything was covered.
So you were shaking things?
No. Oh, God, no. You didn't touch it because my mom would know if there was one thing out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, she would pull a present then. And you know, it's... I say these things now, and I really think as I'm talking about this, and I really am, and I want everybody to understand this, that I say these things about piles of presents, and we have kids and people that can't even have a damn present right now. And it really hurts my feelings, and I apologize, because I'm not trying to make light of everybody's fortune and misfortune, because it's not right. It's not right, and that's why I brought that PlayStation thing up. It's like, you know, it really bothers me, and I think as I get
I know
older,
it, as I can tell.
It really doesn't matter about the presents and the money anymore, and I feel ashamed, so I apologize to say that, because there are kids right now and people that are losing their jobs because of this, and the fact that there was piles of presents. A kid would be happy with a box with nothing in it right now.
And it's funny,
and so, you know, I want to make that clear that, you know, we don't make light of it, and it's on my brain 24/7. And
especially
I know Tosh
right
with 107.5,
oh,
and everyone here at the radio station, you guys do so much for Toys for Tots and Tony V's food
drive
and everything.
It's
so I just want people to know that, you know, please don't take that.
Of course.
That we don't take that into consideration. Because as I'm saying it, you know, we laugh about it, and you know, that's someone's misfortune, and it's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Well, it's two things. It's funny because London said to me, London is my 12-year-old, and he said, Mom, you know, he was just in the living room, because he's at that age where he's kind of figuring it out,
right.
But thank God for, you know, everything that's not... saying thank God for the COVID, but the fact that they're home this year,
right.
He was able to still have
it's a lot harder for you too, because
he's
like
believing Christmas.
You have a certain
right.
tradition that you would put presents right. out and stuff like that.
Oh no, and I still do it.
Right.
They still believe in Santa.
Right.
So he comes up and he goes, Mom, and he asks questions because he's very inquisitive, and he's like, Mom, did you ever not have a Christmas? And I said to him, you know what, buddy, I don't know, but I remember growing up having no Christmases. My mom was a single mom, did
right.
everything for me and my two brothers, so I get it. I understand it. And the second thing is, it's funny because this morning I woke up and there was something funny I saw that made me excited about the day. Then there was something that and this is funny because I think 2020 has us up and down, up and down. I don't mean to ramble. So a woman on my Facebook page, I had posted maybe last week, hey, have you finished your Christmas shopping? That was it, because I was out Christmas shopping by myself. And I hate that, number one, but that's another conversation. She said, unfortunately, because I've been without my job for 7 months, me and my family would not have a Christmas. This was this morning. So I asked her if I could inbox her, and you reminded me. That's why I said in the beginning of our conversation, thank you for saying what you said, because you reminded me, because I wanted to Cash App her something or somehow figure it out. No, I'm not rich, but I know there was a time where I did it, and I know what it is to not be able to do. And so if we can help somebody, at least...
Just anything. And it does
you
put
know,
it in perspective.
Even if it's Christmas dinner.
And it makes me sad know? Because, you know, I'm not one to usually say things like this on the air.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does make you kind of like take a step back and you're like, Jesus Christ.
There's
people.
A lot.
Like, there's a lot going on right now. And
yeah.
there are people that you could never think would be in this position.
No, because
they
some
never
people
thought,
don't want to share that.
They never expected to be in this position.
Right.
And it's like, these guys that have the power need to get their head out of their asses.
It's been a year.
And really reflect, because let me tell you, when they're getting in their nice ride and they're going to their beautiful house, okay, there are people that would just love the opportunity just to give a car to their children.
Right.
And so, you know, guys, just take a second and put it in perspective.
Exactly. Make sure you do that. This year, be kind. If you see somebody on social media, if you're on social media like that, share a positive word. You know, there's more attacking happening right now, so just be kind.
And go to the food bank and like, literally, if you have extra change in your car. Like, one thing I'm starting to do is all the extra change I have in my car, I put in a big bag. And you know what? I'm going to go to Coinstar, and I'm going to get the money for it, and we're going to give it away. Mm-hmm. Because that money right there needs to go to people. That little bit of money, you know, that maybe we would use for a trip or a nice dinner.
Anything.
Let me tell you something.
It's something.
The hell with that.
It's something.
The hell with the nice dinner. Yes. I'll go get my French dip and Swiss at Arby's and let somebody else have a nice dinner, because that little bit of money that I find in my car could treat someone to a nice Christmas dinner. So please, everybody out there, just take 1 second and just think about if you were in that position.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to take anything away from our show right now.
No.
And be a downer here, but it is important, because here we are, a week and a half out from Christmas, a week from Christmas. And it's like, you know what? There are going to be a lot of people that you never ever expected not that are going to have
Christmas. I know a lot of people who are
and
going through it.
It really bothers me.
This holiday season, just try to give back. Well, we did, and I'm happy you brought that up, is we ran to the dollar store.
Yes.
We spent like $200 at the dollar store, grabbed masks, grabbed, you know, certain things. And
wipes and bowls everything. And everything.
And every time we drive around Colorado, if we see someone, because we have the highest homeless rate here. And whenever we see someone, we just pass out these bags. So whatever you can do this holiday season to help somebody else, it's the best reward for your heart. But don't do it for social media. Don't go taping it.
Yeah, don't expect something to get back. Like,
just do it.
Why do we always have to have affirmation? Just do it.
I hate that.
And that's the problem with social media. It's like, oh, well, if I don't do this, I'm not going to get enough likes. And it's like, you know what? Turn it off. Go give someone just your time.
And your heart.
You know what I'm saying? Under the protocols, obviously, because we gotta be a little careful. But yeah, that's important right now.
Be a good person. Do good things. And we'll see you in 2021.
Hell yeah. Later.
Love you guys.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.